Right now on VFN TV, join us. We're going to be talking about potentially, does it look like World War III is coming? We have Caroline Click from the Jerusalem Post is giving us insight about what is really taking place with Israel, with this nuke deal going on, and our Congress is being presented with, will you support a nuclear growth of a potential weapon in Iran, who hates America and who hates Israel? We are in times that test men's souls. Join us right now on VFN TV.
True repentance is to begin to defend the cause of the fatherless. What do we do?
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated for attics, and areas never flooded before.
Or how could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
We already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years and practiced in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, you know, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, but we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going
to
be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace. And the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, you know, for the church is ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand. We need to build for 1,000 years.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. I want to encourage you, if you have not yet heard, on August the 28th through the 30th, we're going to have the Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast. The things that we're sharing with you today, and we've been sharing with you on the program, is so that we can awaken as the church. But there's nothing more powerful than Christians walking in the power of Jesus Christ. So it's Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast. Go to VFNTV.com and register today. We never get a perspective when it seems when it comes to secular news about what's really taking place in Israel. But thank God for Caroline Glick. Who is with the Jerusalem Post, as she's explaining what is this, what really happened with this Arab Spring? How is this nuke deal that Iran and our president and Senator John Kerry and others orchestrated? And our president said very specifically this. He said, if we don't take the leadership with global warming, nobody's going to do it because they always follow America's lead. He said that about global warming. But when it comes time for this nuclear deal with Iran, he doesn't say the reason why the world is buying into this nuke deal inside of Iran is because he, the leader of America, was the leader in this, and the world is some of the world is following suit. Listen now, this CBN interview with Caroline Glick with the Jerusalem Post that explains in detail, this is in Israel, about what it means to Israel. Because remember, the Ayatollah and the radicals inside of Iran who lead it, their goal is to destroy Israel, to push her into the sea, and to destroy America. That's their goal. And I want to listen to this perspective, because it's so important. We're going to talk more about how this thing has come into Congress in a few days. Take a look.
Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and yet, for decades, it's been blamed for much of the trouble in the region. Now, oddly enough, Israel has remained strong while surrounded by enemies and chaos.
So one island of safety and tranquility and peace is Israel. The only country that's a coherent nation state, an organic nation state in this region, is the Jewish state. Every other state you see either collapsing or on the verge of collapse and struggling in order to survive.
Born in Chicago, Carolyn Glick immigrated to Israel at age 21, joined the IDF, became involved in politics, and at one time advised Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on foreign policy.
There's a misconception that this whole problem that we're seeing now exploding in our faces throughout these areas is somehow or another a function of the absence of a Palestinian state in the land of Israel.
Glick says that's not true. U.S. administrations have tried for decades to resolve the conflict by trying to force Israel to give up its biblical homeland in order to create a Palestinian state.
If you lay the blame for the absence of peace and stability in the Middle East on the Jewish state, then you have a way out. You don't have to confront any of the real difficulties that are inherent to the failed systems of governance that the Arabs have adopted for themselves over the past 100 years.
Glick says the real problem is that Israel's neighbors never accepted its existence.
Big picture, what's the grand theme in the Middle East these days?
The unraveling of the state system that was instituted here at the end of World War I by the British and the French.
Following World War I, the League of Nations carved up the Turkish Ottoman Empire. Over the years, those areas became states and gained independence, but were mostly ruled by kings or dictators.
All of these dynastic orders that were established by them to encompass states are being stressed, if not breaking. The whole concept of a balance of power between the Sunnis and the Shiites, all of this is going out the window.
Glick says the recent disintegration of regional regimes has led to power vacuums being filled by radical Islam.
You have spoilers coming in and taking advantage of the power vacuum, whether it's ISIS on the Sunni side or it's the Iranians on the Shiite side with Hezbollah as their strike force.
With them, all this infighting going on, isn't that an advantage for Israel?
Israel has to be much more wary. We have to be much more vigilant in protecting our borders, and I dare say we have to be much more vigilant in integrating our own Arab minority into our society for two reasons. One, because it's the right thing to do, and the second reason is because you see massive attempts by ISIS and other terrorist organizations, as well as the Iranian regime, to infiltrate and penetrate Israel's Arab population, as well as the Palestinians, for the purpose of them fomenting wars against us from inside.
What about the relationship between Israel and Iran?
I think Iran really is the principal danger. I mean, it's been argued that ISIS is far less dangerous than Iran because they're so brutal and they're so monstrous that they have far less ability to maintain themselves over time. On the other hand, Iran is a regime that has managed to survive the test of time since the revolution in 1979.
And now, some 35 years later, Iran has advanced weapon systems, is trying to go nuclear, and is using regional chaos to expand its empire. To make matters worse, U.S.-Israel relations are on rocky ground.
The United States has always been an ally of Israel, supporter of Israel, but recently, it seems, there is a real stress on that relationship.
The Obama administration is changing sides, essentially, unfortunately, by siding with Iran against Israel, against the Sunnis. He has this idea, I assume, that he can rejigger the balance of power by removing the United States as the main influencer and controller of this region. But what we see is that that isn't true. There is no balance of power. What there is a nuclear arms race now ensuing because of America's nuclear policy towards Iran.
Despite the seeming Middle East meltdown, Glick says she has hope for the future.
There is strong support in the United States, different parts of the world, from the Christian world. How important is that?
It's critical because I think that, you know, strategic wisdom can stem from many sources, and the Bible is one of those sources.
Are you hopeful for the future, or do you feel like you're a voice crying in the wilderness?
I'm hopeful for the future because, like you, I believe in God, and I have faith not only in the God of Israel, but also in the people of Israel.
Praying for the peace of Jerusalem, do you think prayer makes a difference?
Of course it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I hope it does anyway, because I find myself praying even when I'm not thinking about it. So yeah. Hope I'm not wasting all that energy, but I'm fairly certain that I'm not. Yeah. No, I think that prayer is extremely important.
Scott Ross, Jerusalem.
Reportedly over $100 million, $100 billion to Iran that they're going to be able to just fuel into what they're presently doing, giving them the systematic approach over a 15-year period to go nuclear with their materials and growing it, while they're saying the breakout time is so short for them to be able to create a nuclear weapon, while they're saying at the same time, we want to destroy Israel. And these are some wild days. God's going to take care of Israel. We have to pray for Israel. We have to stand for Israel. And as we say at VFN TV, you know, we're standing for God and country in that order, and for Israel. We have to be heard. We can't be silent about Israel. And we got to begin to pray. And realize, too, when you look at America, you look at over 300 million people. When you look at Israel, you're looking at 12 million people. 12 million Jews, plus some Arabs and other nations that are there, but it's basically 12 million Jews that are there in that little small land that's maybe 70 miles wide at its widest point. And these people, the enemies of Israel, want to be able to take, to divide this land up and take it. And some interesting things. So America is facing some very crucial times. Our Congress, and remember this, Congress is you, Congress is me in America. Those are our representatives. They represent, I don't know, about 100 or 200,000 people each or something in your state, 700,000 people each in your state. And so when they vote, they represent 700,000 of you and me in our state. And so it's not 530 elected officials in D.C. that's about to be given this whole thing by our president that says, will you support this agreement with Iran to be able to build, have nuclear capabilities, who is an enemy of America, who is an enemy, you know, of Israel, by taking it to Congress. And Congress has to look at that and has to decide, you know, what they're going to do, you know, yes or no. While at the same time, the people who put this deal together are not even letting your congressman, the one who represents you, who's supposed to answer to you, read everything that's being decided upon. So they're having to vote on things, according to some senators. And you can they just recently had a meeting on that. And he's asking one of the people who put this whole deal together, you mean I'm going to have to vote on yes or no on this thing, but you're not going to let me read it? And she says, basically, no, you just have to vote on it. And it's like, you know, America, we have to wake up, because this vote, I believe, is the last vote, almost like the last nail in America's present day coffin. If we don't wake up, we have to stand with Israel. We cannot support the enemies of Israel. If Congress votes to support this, and this is what they're saying. They're saying that the president is saying, I know that the Congress will not support this treaty, but I'm going to veto what they say. And he can do that. The president has a right to veto. And it takes two-thirds of Congress to override a veto. Two-thirds. And he feels like he's confident that they can't get two-thirds together. They can, though, if we stand up as Americans and we call our congressmen and call our senators and say, listen, do not support this, you know, vote to overturn any kind of veto, because we are going to stand with Israel. There is a World War III being stirred up. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back from this break. But this is a major what's taking place in our world today. As a matter of fact, just on the presidential debates, we're going to hear when we get back from the break, one of the former governors of Virginia said that get ready for it. You have to prepare America for a long-term war. Join me after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now?
Jesus
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. These are interesting days. I mean, you think about, you know, America did not want to get involved in World War II. And suddenly, you know, we did. You know, we didn't want, first of all, we didn't want to get involved in World War I. But suddenly we did with the sinking of the ship. As a matter of fact, President Woodrow Wilson made a commitment when he was running for president that we will not go to war. And he, you know, he's the seedling for the United Nations that we have today. Thank you, Woodrow.
Yes, Woodrow.
And we appreciate that. Thank you, not. And so there was the Lithuania, I believe, sank. Was a passenger ship, or for and Americans were killed on the ship during the war. The war was going on, and at that point, they began to educate America and send out people to basically take the press and begin to use it to promote the concept of war. And then in World War II, we didn't want to get involved. And while we were not wanting to get involved, there was this crazy thing called ISIS. This crazy thing called radical Islam. No, not that.
There's not
this, this crazy thing called, you know, Hitler, you know, and he was taking over countries. He was, you know, taking the unwanteds, and he was taking Jews, he was taking Christians, and he was taking over the church in Germany. If you haven't seen our program on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you need to be able to see that.
About a hostile takeover.
It was a huge, but it was a progressive. Well, this is the interesting thing. If we, because a lot of times we think somebody's flipping a switch and just something happens. Because somebody says, the switch has been flipped. And everybody goes, oh, let's go home. Which is, you know, and that's not how it works. It's interesting how even Satan has to get your buy-in. He has to get enough people to buy into what he's saying. And so if this is one of the, you know, rules for radicals that, you know, our president and Hillary Clinton, she's not Secretary of State now, you know, were trained up by Saul Alinsky. They say one of the trainings in that, you probably can see this particular book called Rules for Radicals, which was dedicated to them. You can see on the back cover. And also, the book was dedicated to the first one that used these tactics. You can see right here in the front of the book, Lucifer. And it's just not a good tactic, you know. You may get what you want, but you won't like what you get. I think somebody said that. Anyway, so the...
I think we're experiencing it.
Yes, but this is what one of the rules are. If you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes truth to people. And so people begin to repeat things over and over again. And some of the things that are being said, I mean, it's amazing what's being said. But the way people... You know, we hear these things and people go, oh, my goodness, the switch has been flipped. You know, oh, my goodness, we've heard from the Supreme Court. Let's bow down and worship it now.
Right.
This is called it's a government by the people and for the people. Those 530 folks, including the justices, are representative of all of us.
Right.
And they just rotate over a period of time.
And they don't have to be there. They don't have to be there. That can be changed. That can be switched.
And they're not the supreme being. They're the Supreme Court.
Right.
It's a big difference. And so, and God holds us accountable to him, the supreme being, what he's saying for us to do. And so we have to pay attention. And so we're looking at right now the groundwork for a weak America. Our economy has been, you know, $19 trillion that they're admitting, you know, that's in debt, a weakened military, weaker than we've been since World War One, with part of our military, weaker than World War Two since other part of our military. The Lord just spoke to me last night about how they're dividing us all up. We got to quit letting people divide us. We got to unite around the essentials, you know, and give liberty, you know, around the non-essentials, and in everything, love. We got to get back to this place of e pluribus unum, which though we're many, we're one. What they're pushing is, you know, though we're one, we're many. And then they're kind of sectioning us all off and kind of, you know, throwing a bone to each of us. Are we going to say, do we want that thing?
Kind of like sounds a house divided will fall, huh?
Jesus said that.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything unless the creator of the universe, God, his father, you know, said it. And so then we're hearing these presidential debates that's going on. Fox News hosted some presidential debates. And this one, a former governor of Virginia, his name is Jim Gilmore. I mean, he just came out. And this is the interesting thing. What he said, I mean, who he is, what he participated in, where he was when America was hitting 9/11, systematically what he said in this very short little clip.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, they're talking about people like Donald Trump and what he said about something. This is we have to pay attention to what's being said, because this man, I never knew him before, I never knew this guy mm-hmm. before, but he's saying that we have to prepare America for a long extended war, a guerrilla movement. And we'll talk more about what is a guerrilla movement or guerrilla warfare. What is that? And that's some of the very things that Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, saw in a prophetic vision about what was happening to America. That's really a guerrilla warfare, what that is. But listen to what was just said at the Fox presidential debate by a former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, and what he says about a guerrilla movement and preparing America for a long extended war. By the way, that would be World War III.
On homeland security for the United States. We warned about the 9/11 attack before the 9/11 attack occurred. I was the governor during the 9/11 attack when the Pentagon was struck. And I'm going to tell you this, we need to use the benefit of our law enforcement people across this country, combined with our intelligence people across this country. We need to use our technological advantages, because what we've warned of is an international guerrilla movement that threatens this country. It's going to happen in this country. There are going to be further attacks. We have to be prepared to defend the American people, prepare them for a long war, stand up for the defense of this country, and stand up for the values of this country.
Thank you, Governor.
You know, semantics is like different ways to say the very same thing. When you're looking at ISIS doing what they're doing, that's guerrilla warfare. That's a guerrilla movement. It's like, you don't know what they're going to do. They may cut somebody's head off. They may blow a thing up here. They may sell you into slavery. They may, you know, whatever. They're doing all kinds of things. They're getting on the internet, using social media to convince some, you know, rebellious person to just start doing something and shooting up a movie theater or going into a recruiting station. That's guerrilla warfare when you think about it. So this guy, you have to understand,
governor.
He's a governor. What, a handful of folks are standing to run to lead our nation, and he's he's saying, you know, we need to prepare for this. We need to prepare America for a long extended war. And when you look at the definition of, you know, what a guerrilla movement or guerrilla warfare is, I think I have it here. Listen to this definition of it. It says, guerrilla warfare is a form, according to Wikipedia, a guerrilla warfare is a form of irregular warfare in which a small group of combatants, such as armed civilians or irregulars, use military tactics, including ambushes, sabotage, raids, petty warfare, hit-and-run tactics, and mobility to fight a large or less mobile traditional war. That's what we've been prophesying about. You know, it's not going to be like it was historically. We had this big, huge flank of, you know, aircraft carriers and these things coming your way. You know, here's how they're coming, troops dropping out of the sky. Yeah. It's like, it's just like a virus, is the way that Rick Joyner expressed it, blowing across America with a ranking system is based on how much pain and agony and terror that you can cause an individual, and that would raise your rank in this particular force. And he said specifically, too, and we'll reference this to you so you can see it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, but that it's going to be worse than ISIS, worse than Al-Qaeda. So things that we've seen already, the things that we're going to see, which we did just recently see even in our own region, where people are coming in, and it's witchcraft-focused, is what he said, which you would think that's kind of a wild card. Why would you say that? And it just happened right here close to the VFN television studios, where a lady in her 70s, her son's in her 40s, they went into their home and beat them in their heads with hammers, shot one of them, killed them, and laid them out in some sort of witchcraft thing, according to the sheriff down there in Escambia County. David Morgan says there's witches in the county, and it's not that. What God said it was. It's what Rick Joyner prophesied it was. It's evil coming our way, and we have to prepare ourselves for what's about to take. More we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV.
where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are students compelled to do an assignment that goes against their beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My second grade daughter was required to do yoga in her phys ed class, and I have requested a meeting with the teachers, but I wondered if you had some ideas on how I should best approach the subject with them.
Well, there's a couple of things you can do, and one of the things that I would suggest is you go right to the teacher and ask directly for your child to be opted out of a religious exercise in the public schools. You know, it's one thing to talk about a variety of different religious beliefs in the context of an educational setting. It's another thing to require a student to participate in a religious exercise, and compelling participation in that is not something that should be allowed, and we would suggest that in that case you go directly to the teacher, get a successful result. But let me also get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice so we can get you some direct help on this.
Stay informed, get involved, and make a difference. Visit the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, this is amazing days. I think about this. I think about the nun who was in Nineveh, which is
Mosul
today. And she was testifying, you know, John, before Congress, I believe it was. She could have been on The Blaze at that time. She was on both of those.
Yeah, I think it was Congress.
And she said, you know, we're watching it on TV. We're watching what ISIS is doing on TV. And the next thing you know, as we were watching it on TV, it was at our door.
Mm.
And next thing you know, we're being thrown out of our home. We're being, our stuff, everything we had is taken away from us, you know. And then, of course, our president and his leadership wouldn't even let them into the country of America. People had to go and make an extra effort to get her into the country so she could actually testify before Congress. It was like, what's going on? And of course, you know, this is a message to God's folks. We got to repent. This is what this is. You know, the key to this, God's all powerful. Nobody has anything pulled over in him. You know, John Paul Jackson said it like it really is. He says, you know, how long will this go on? Until my people cry out.
Mm.
Right now, people are crying out for some sort of political leader, some sort of political party. Some lady actually said, John, she said in a particular meeting when they were talking about candidates and this candidate or that candidate, and she said, well, then which one's going to be our savior? Who's going to be our savior?
Wow. He's already come.
Just so you know, there is no man or woman who could run for president of our nation is going to be a savior. There's not. Jesus Christ is the savior.
Newsflash.
It's important to understand that. But if you find yourself more interested in political solutions versus repentance, you know, the force is just going to continue. It's not going to go well. What's interesting too, John, though, because when John Paul Jackson said that, was that this thing can stop. This acceleration of all these troubles. I mean, you look at the toxins
being poured through the heart of Colorado now by the EPA. I mean, this is a sign. We're bleeding the continent of the part of the North American continent called America, the United States of America, is bleeding from our heartland.
Wow.
All of these toxins are being poured out of this old mine and poured right into the drinking waters in the rivers of Colorado, all the way down to New Mexico. And the words that we've heard over and over again from the Lord is that there's going to be, this whole thing is going to be split. If America buys in to help and split the land of Israel, then America itself will be split. That's part of, you know, what, mm-hmm. you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, that, you know, we had his interview on here when he's talking about the Madrid fault line and what God showed him in that dream, that night vision. And so listen, this is just, this former mayor of Virginia.
Former governor
of Virginia, Jim Gilmore. Listen to what he's saying. He said this before the whole world. And it's like until we repent, God's not going to let people hear. They're just not going to be able to hear how tragic this thing is. He wants us to humble ourselves. He loves us. He loves you. He is into you. He's into your enemies. He wants your enemies. He wants you to love your enemies and pray for your enemies. There's nobody over there. I'm just kind of like, he loves your enemies. And so if you're thinking he's buying into some sort of my side, your side type thing, he's not doing that. He's on his own side.
That's right.
But he's on your side if you actually join his side. And so this is not about political parties. This is not about all the different factions that we've been divided up in. It is about God, you know, and very specifically. So this totally lines up. This presidential candidate, which I never knew existed prior to him speaking the other day on Fox News, Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, and he clarifies exactly what we've been saying on the air, what we heard Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, say, and what we've seen ourselves in some sort of, and he talks about, you know, prepare America. It needs to be prepared for a long-term war. And this is somebody that was on Homeland Security for the United States, that, you know, he said they warned about 9/11, and the governors came together and began to work together in the Pentagon. I mean, this is a guy, he's not just some outsider.
First-hand experience.
Yes, yes.
And strangely and oddly enough, this got buried. You didn't see this picked up any major news cycle.
They're talking about
comments,
crazy stuff, you know. About,
insignificant.
But that's a goal, you know, that's what you need to do if you want to distract people mm-hmm. from. So if the war is going to happen and you don't want them to know the war is happening.
Talk about the party.
Then you talk about how Donald Trump talks to women.
Yeah.
Is that something new? Anyway, so look at this. This is the governor, former governor of Virginia, talking about we need to prepare for a guerrilla movement. We need to prepare America for a long-term war. And by the way, this is not, think about war differently, because this is a guerrilla war. The war he's talking about is defined by Wikipedia as, this is guerrilla war, how it's defined, is a irregular war. So it's not like this, you know, you have this whole flank of ships and army and Marines going out. It's just like mosquitoes. It's like ants everywhere. It's just, you don't know what's going to happen. It's irregular war in which small groups of combatants, such as armed civilians, and, you know, there are people right now, and this is what Rick Joyner talked about, and we know about. It's not necessarily the left as much as the far right, the people, the nationalist mm-hmm. types, folks who are, I mean, they're hugging the flag. They ain't hugging Jesus.
That's right.
And
when I hear you say about this guerrilla war, you know, preparing, and what the governor said about preparing America, you know, America has fought several wars, but the fighting has normally taken place in other countries.
Yes.
What I'm sensing and hearing and what we've heard is that right here in the homeland, prepare. Not prepare for across the water, but prepare in your neighborhoods and down the road in your state.
Right. If you haven't got prudent preparation yet, you get it free by signing up for the Torch newsletter. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner or on the front page, it says Torch newsletter. Sign up for it because you need to hear this continually. You need to hear it when you need to hear it. You might not make it at the exact time we're broadcasting, but it comes to you through your iPhone or your mobile devices, your internet. It comes to you all different ways. Mm-hmm. And thank you for signing up. We give you prudent preparation. And prudent preparation is so important because the Word of God says this, a man who sees danger and prepares for it. It's a wise man, but a fool sees danger and keeps going. Mm. And right after that, this man said that in the debate. Everybody just kept going. And anyway, so guerrilla warfare is this. It's a irregular warfare in which small groups of combatants, such as armed civilians and irregulars, use military tactics, including ambushes, sabotage, raids, petty warfare, I'm sure cyber-type mm-hmm. attacks, hit-and-run tactics, and mobility to fight in large groups or small groups. And so it's just like this, it's just civilization gone wild. And
chaos
gone wild. But listen one more time to this former governor of Virginia speaking on a national platform and what he says in 30 seconds. And we'll make this whole transcript of what he said available to you on the VFN Torch. Take a look at this.
On Homeland Security for the United States. We warned about the 9/11 attack before the 9/11 attack occurred. I was the governor during the 9/11 attack when the Pentagon was struck. And I'm going to tell you this. We need to use the benefit of our law enforcement people across this country, combined with our intelligence people across this country. We need to use our technological advantages, because what we've warned of is an international guerrilla movement that threatens this country. It's going to happen in this country. There are going to be further attacks. We have to be prepared to defend the American people, prepare them for a long war, stand up for the defense of this country, and stand up for the values of this country.
Thank you, Governor.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And you, what are you?
Thank
you, even
you Governor Gilmore.
I'm actually doing a search, John, on the internet. I want you to get his transcript, you know, from what he said.
And surely this was made available.
Of course,
right? Surely
a guerrilla movement, you know, a guerrilla warfare in America. I mean, exactly what is happening in the world everywhere, and it's just like it's just a silent moment. And this is the whole thing: is if we don't choose God, God gives us over to ourselves. It's not going to work out without God. I mean, the land will probably stay here. It may be kind of shaken and divided and new mountains or whatever, you know, and a little difficult swim across the Mississippi, according to the Madrid fault line. But understand this, but we can now decide. The decision hasn't been made yet. We can stand up. We can stand up. We can stand up and say to our leaders, do not do that. Do not do that. Well, I just want to say this. You know, what is the answer? The answer, of course, is repentance, but begin to pray. Realize God responds to prayer. He responds to prayer. And prayer, you think about abiding with God and spending time with him and talking to him. But God wants you to say, dear God, save Israel. God, save America. Dear Lord, turn these people back from this wrong ways. Dear Lord, help Africa, where all the many Africans are being ran up into Europe. Help the Europeans that are taking in all these people, that refugees that are coming in. Help the Jordanians who are taken. Dear Lord, we ask you, Lord, for a revival, that you would move. And God moves when we pray. As a matter of fact, a new movie, John's being released. Perfect timing. It's going to be hitting the theaters on August the 28th. It's called The War Room. Think about that, spiritual warfare, War Room. As a matter of fact, take a look.
You've been a good enough father. I want to be a good enough father.
Let's go! Don't quit!
You are good, and you are mighty, and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Believers, and will stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees, who will worship you with their whole hearts. Lord, call us to battle, that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I come in blind, I see.
About 5 years ago, I got shot.
Healing ministry is valuable not only in the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is he of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my. Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean, no, only a couple. He said all.
Okay, go now. Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel. Muscle, tendon, ligaments, and bone be reattached now.
Welcome back. Who would have ever thought, you know, and I tell you, you know, we're doing what we're doing, you know, to keep the conversation light. Jesus said, you know, I'm sending you out into a dark world.
Right.
You know, like sheep amongst wolves, right? Be as, you know, wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. And I want you to be the light. And so he commands us to say this, not just so somebody knows what's going on, is so that if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you can decide today to become, let the light move inside of you. That's what this is all about. Or if you turned away from God and you've been in the world and now you're beginning to see, oh my goodness, I need to turn back to God. God goes, that's exactly what I want you to do. There's nothing wrong with that. Come back to me. And we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can see that on your screen right here. But you can read kind of our stories, in some of our stories, and kind of give you an idea. Maybe we're just like you, and that we came to God and walk you in how you today can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and begin a walk, an awesome walk with God. There's nothing more exciting. You know, we're sharing with you what God is sharing us, you know, making known to us and he's making known to others as well. Now, we were talking about, World War III, basically, from what this particular former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, was talking about on the national stage at the presidential debate and preparing America for a long war. But it's a world war. It's a world war. And it's going to be based on what he's saying and what we're seeing prophetically, some of us are seeing prophetically, that it is like a guerrilla warfare where it's just all chaotic. There's no order to it. And it's basically, you know, Lucifer ran wild, you know, and you need to listen in fully to what Rick Joyner heard. I believe it was on the 28th of September, how that it is going to be like it's killing everything in its sight, even the very things. Notice the things. I mean, you look at different cities where people start rioting, that they end up rioting where their own food is, and they tear down their own store where they eat. They tear down their own drugstore where they get their drugs to be able to stay healthy. And you think, why would somebody do that? Well, that's exactly what Rick Joyner said would happen on a massive scale. Well, they won't realize that, you know, hamburgers come from cows. You kill the man's cows, you have no burgers tomorrow.
That's right.
And so this big wave of just destruction.
There's
that
no rhyme
to happen.
Or reason to it, just chaotic.
Right. Right. And it's not what they're thinking in their own mind. It's God saying, hello, my people, are you going to turn back to me? Are you going to turn back to me? And people say, well, we already are. If we already were, this would not be happening. God does not cause bad things to happen to his people. It's when we sin, when we turn away from him, these things come in.
God doesn't say, okay, they've been doing really great. Now I'm just going to beat them up. That's not God. It's because we've sinned. And it's across the world. It's not just the Middle East. It's not just in America. And by the way, the reports are in the news that now more refugees are coming up from Mexico and the Central American countries into the same way they're pouring in from Europe into Europe from North Africa. They're pouring in again. Reports are on the Mexican border. But not only that, in Jiangxi in China, they're over in one particular region. They're going to every single church. The same thing is happening in the Middle East, but in China, and tearing down every single cross. And they want to take down every cross, over 4,000 crosses they're tearing down. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Chinese officials in Jiangxi province continue their campaign of tearing down crosses from churches. Recently, a group of Catholics wept and prayed outside their church as authorities used a blowtorch to cut down their cross. Officials are believed to have a 20-month deadline to remove every cross from the territory's 4,000 churches. Demolition crews have met resistance as parishioners hold prayer vigils and block entrances to church grounds. Even state-approved Christian churches are protesting the campaign.
Matt, you're looking at it right here where over 4,000 churches. What is the constant theme? The theme is we want a world without God. We want a world without Jesus. You know, I was just thinking the other day, and we'll be talking about it in a future program. You know, we're at this governmental function, and I was asked to be able to pray there and pray with the city. And the first thing we did, we made a pledge. We had a pledge of allegiance. You know, a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. You know, one nation under God. One nation under God.
To the republic.
Yeah, but just under God.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody said it. That knew the words to it.
Right.
And then I looked at the city seal, the seal that represents the city that we were in. And in the center of the seal, it had a cross. That represents God's son. The cross does not represent God. It represents where God gave his son. His son was sacrificed on the cross. So when you say, you know, one nation under God, and then you have the cross, it's like Jesus, God and his son. You know, and so it's not wrong for you to stand up and say, we were founded on a godly principles. That's God, this is, he's the synergy. No, we're not perfect. No, we made a lot of mistakes, but they've been happening since the garden. Our only hope is God. There is no other hope. We cannot have this nation without God. I mean, something will happen, some sort of tyrannical whatever. It won't be good. And so you're seeing a direct attack, even in America. I mean, you think, I don't know if we have that clip where Hillary Clinton saying we need to change some deep-seated religious beliefs in America. Mm. Okay, listen to this. This is the same thing happening right here in America. Watch this.
And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
There is no America as we know it without God.
That's right.
And knowing God is not about religion. It's a relationship through his son, Jesus Christ. It's about knowing and walking and abiding with him. And he's, you know, that's, it's about a relationship with God. We have more details about that at iabide.org. But understand, that's the same thing that's happening in China. That's exactly what Hillary Clinton just said. We need a new future, basically, that doesn't have this cross thing, you know, this religious thing, this deep-seated, which means seated means it's something that was here that's been growing for its beginning. It's like, and then you have, you know, people saying, we're not going to go back. We're not going to go back. You know, I'm like, if going back means to go back to God, yes, we need to go back if we want to have this. And so World War III, this former governor's talking about World War III. What he said, what he knows in the natural sense, God has revealed it spiritually. According to his word, he says he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first. You can find every detail about that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And we're telling you now, right this moment, you need to prepare for it. And one way to prepare for it is to sign up for the Torch, get the newsletter. We'll give you as a gift in the email, prudent preparation. You can begin to think outside the box and realize it's not going to be, no matter what, it's not going to be the America we're used to for a while. But if we stand for God, and it may take some real difficult things. You think about this, who would have thought if you were a German, you were a Jew, and you're in Germany, and you're owning this business, somebody says, hey, God wants to give you your own land. I would say, I don't need my own land. I got a great business here in Germany. But a few years later, guess what? I'm ready to leave Germany. We're going to establish Israel. And now Israel is the most blessed land. It's amazing how God is just blessing Israel and the Jewish people there. God has an awesome blessing in store for those that are his. Huge loss of life is going to take place on the face of the earth. It's already happening already. People aren't paying a close attention to it. And the biggest loss of life, we're going to pray, the biggest loss of life, by the way, based on the numbers I heard, is happening south of our border in Mexico with the drug lords and all cartels. The deaths is taking place there. And we need to be just as concerned about our Mexican brothers and sisters as we are about our Arab brothers and sisters and Jewish brothers and sisters. But I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you. Make sure you stay tuned to future broadcasts. We're going to continue talking about this and revealing to you what God reveals to us. Father God, we just thank you for speaking.
Yes.
We know, Lord, that you have good plans in store and that the enemy cannot undo your good plans. We pray for our listeners, Lord, and our viewers, those that are watching now, that you would comfort them, that you would have them prepared, God, and that we would shake ourselves from this lethargicness and realize that these are not days as normal. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would prevent this any kind of World War III, that you would stop, Lord, any kind of nuclear deal with Iran, that you would protect Israel, Lord God, and that you would turn America back to you, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to send revival, Lord God, end abortion in America. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.